This is Twit.
Microsoft's biggest news at E3 was a $500 Xbox that is the most powerful console ever. PlayStation has a ton of exclusives on the way, including an eagerly anticipated Spider-Man game, but Nintendo seems to have won over pretty much the entire internet, with all the E3 chatter online today being focused around Super Mario Odyssey, its upcoming game for the Switch, and kind of maybe how weird it might be. In this game, Mario places his hat on a person, a frog, a dinosaur, pretty much anything, and then he can then control their bodies. And whomever he's possessing at the moment gets a Mario mustache. This is
creepy,
hilarious, and weird, and kind of creepy at the same time. But I think it's going to make Halloween costumes a lot easier, because then you just put on a hat and a mustache and you're good to go. You don't have to do anything else. But Padre, we played the Switch this weekend on New Screensavers. Yes. With arms and the motion control, you'll be able to flick a Joy-Con, and that's kind of how it'll
throw
work.
The hat.
Yeah, and that'll throw the hat.
But wait,
at least that's what the reports are
what
saying.
What if Mario as a person doesn't actually exist? Maybe he's always been his hat.
What?
Okay.
You're blowing my mind.
Mind blown,
he's always
folks.
Been like a floating mustache and a hat, and then the guy that's been there has not even been Mario the whole time.
Man, he's been possessed for 30 years.
I can't handle this. That is insane. This poor plumber from like New Jersey or something like that that's been taking all these adventures against his will. That is insane. Oh my
folks, God. Here on TNT, that's right, we're busting the top off the truth. Mario is some sort of demon.
He's basically like a succubus or something like that.
He's a Nintendibus. He's a Nintendibus demon. So you can take over this dinosaur.
Yeah. And look, there's a little, I don't know if you can see, there's a little mustache. The dinosaur had a mustache at the time. Yeah. So Nintendo also showed off some trailers for some new Metroid games, two of them, in fact. Some downloadable content for Zelda, a new Yoshi game, a new Kirby game. But this is the one that everyone's talking about. This is the one I want to play the most. And it's also the one that's a little bit the most unnerving.
You know, looking at this and playing arms with you, honestly, it might be time for me to get a Switch. I have
That's what I like to hear, Padre.
I have not bought a platform since the Xbox, the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
So it might be time for me to get back in.
You're overdue.
This does look kind of fun. I have to say, even
you know, there's an old you can go
like Paper Mario 2D, thing going on.
Yeah, 3D. It's gonna. It looks like there's just a ton of levels. Like we could spend hours and hours and hours playing this. And then see, he goes into the hat. And the frog had a mustache.
They could have some sort of Dragon Ball Z Ginyu Squad thing here where he accidentally throws his hat on the wrong thing.
That could be bad. That could be. See, and then you know, the possessed Mario body goes into the hat.
Would you want to take over a bullet bill? I mean, because you explode, right?
I wonder if they'll let you take over anything like GTA style so you can
he took over a turret.
For the game. Yeah.
He just took over an electrical spark?
Yeah, I don't. The possibilities are endless. It looked like he was eating dirt. I'm not sure.